The twins are reunited at last, but will this be a happy reunion for them or a somber one? Lena still knows so little of what is going on in the city. She knows nothing of all the different factions and the politics at play, let alone that there is an imposter on the throne. And what of Miguel, who thought his sister dead and is now back in the city? Is he glad that she is back, or did he enjoy having some time not struggling beneath her shadow? Alright, last time we left off, Sigrithr and Nostroy were casually sitting in the tavern, the Lucky Target, while Lena waited for her brother Miguel as he walked in, and Cormac is upstairs with Catalina, keeping her out of harm's way in case this goes south. Magdalena, is that you? I thought you were dead after the Countess had returned and you were not with her. We thought, well, we feared the worst.
Shit, Kelly, you did not give me enough time to come up with like a really creative way to spook you, but hey, it's good to see you.
You've been gone for 3 years? I think you would have had the time to spook me.
You would think, but you know, I've been a little busy.
Apparently.
It's good to see you. Lena goes up and goes to hug him and gives him a kiss on both cheeks.
He will hug you back.
That is a good sign. I'm so glad to see you.
I am happy to see you as well. I mean, as I said, we thought you were dead.
Oh, come now. Gilly, you would have known. You could tell when I had the broken leg. I don't have the whole twin thing, but I know you do. So you would have known if I was dead. I'm sure you would have.
I mean, you say that, but then we were given every indication that you were gone. And when I asked about you, Catalina said you were gone. You died. She said she killed you and escaped, that you kidnapped her?
It sounds like we have a lot to catch up on. You know what? I was looking at the bar, and it looks like they have this new drink, these magical moonshines. Let's grab one of those and sit down. I need to know what is being said about me, because clearly something is very, very off.
I mean, it's not much anymore. People think you are dead. We said nice things at the funeral.
Oh, well, I'm glad, I guess, that I had a funeral.
I mean, it was a small affair. You were kind of a wanted criminal of the state at the time, so there was only so much we could say and do, but Mom and Dad were there. They were sad.
Oh, well, that is lovely. Lena grabs, whatever drinks from the bar and goes and sits down with him. Okay, wait. So can you start from the beginning? What do you understand happened starting 3 years ago?
Well, we know that the Duke was murdered and
okay, I know that too, so good.
And then you Nostroy, Sigrithr, and Cormac, the head royal guards, kidnapped the Duchess and ran away.
Okay, this is where our understandings seem to go in separate ways, but keep going.
You held her prisoner for 2 years until she got the upper hand, and then murdered you, the four of you, in your sleep, I think. I did not dwell on that. It was kind of alarming. You were my sister, and I did still care about you, even if you apparently kidnapped our employer and ruler.
That is hilarious that she thinks she would have been able to take us down in our sleep. But anyway.
Hey, quick question. Can Sigrithr hear this conversation, or am I too far away?
I think you guys could probably hear it.
Sigrithr barely stifles a laugh at the thought of Catalina being able to kill her.
Then Catalina escaped. She came back, reclaimed her throne, and has been kind of fixing things. I don't know. Everything's still kind of shit here.
I was going to say it looks a little different than it was the last time I was home.
believe it or not, it's been better the last year. Well, I mean, sort of. I mean, we were doing well, and then the bog lurchers came back, and that's kind of an issue.
Really? Oh, that's right. I did hear something about
this. Did you not see the army? There's a big army outside the gate. They're not subtle.
Well, no, I didn't see them. I heard about it because I was actually up north, like in Eisen.
That tracks, I think. Catalina said you took her there? I don't know. I was not paying. Again, distraught. Also, did not want to ask too many questions. Like, I'm part of the Royal Guard. I do not want to sit here and be like, so what happened to the traitors? Tell me more about them.
No, I do not blame you. I do. Lena, like, reaches over and, like, pats him on the hand. I do not blame you for not asking more. That is fine. No, I am just purely curious. What on earth has been said? Because let me tell you, it has been a crazy last 3 years. I have no idea even what happened to the others. I mean, I just kind of like split off and went and did like some mercenary work. And it's been long enough. I was like, let's see. I also heard there was a siege. So I figured people would be kind of busy and maybe I could like come back in.
I mean, we are a little busy. I mean, we also kind of assumed you didn't come back since Adelaide never came back either.
Adelaide didn't come back?
Your cousin?
But I know.
Okay. I'm just making sure because you also had a glimpse.
I know.
I mean, she went out looking for you and we never heard from her again. At least I think she was looking for you. I don't know why else she would leave this wonderful city. He like gestures very weakly behind him.
I did not know. I did not see her.
Well, then maybe she's still out there. That would be a good surprise, right? I get my sister back. I could get to my cousin back.
That would be a lovely surprise. Yeah, I hope nothing bad has happened to her.
I mean, it would be really unfortunate. You know, she was Uncle Tomas's favorite.
Yeah, she is a very, very sweet girl. Anyway, so hang on. I'm like,
she dead, right?
She's real dead.
Anyway, enough talk about our dead cousin.
let's move away from that. So hang on. So Catalina, the last time I saw anybody, I was breaking off from the group and running away. And Catalina is saying she killed?
Why did you go with them in the first place if you were just to break off immediately?
Well, because, like, everybody saw us around the Duke. We didn't do anything, but I knew I was going to be blamed. It's the first person on the scene. They would be blamed.
I mean, running and taking Catalina with you did not make it look less suspicious, at least.
We all just kind of left. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, they found us, got to go. Otherwise, we're going to die anyway, because they're going to assume we're guilty.
I mean, Señor Santiago would have given you a fair trial and you would have been cleared.
It was a moment of panic. That is all I can say.
This is what they tell you. You're too impulsive. You give up on things too easily. You need to trust others.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway.
Sure, you don't.
So this... Hang on. So, sorry, I am trying to put this together in my head. Catalina was kidnapped by the other three.
I'm surprised that you're trying to put it together. Usually at this point, you've given up and tried a new pursuit, you know?
This is hilarious, Kelly. Maybe you should just drink some of your alcohol while I am trying to put it together. So, she escaped by killing the other three, which admittedly is impressive because they were very talented. And... came back and did anything else weird? Like, it seemed a little weird that she was able to take them down.
I mean, I think she did it while they were asleep. I don't know. I wasn't there, you know.
No, that's fair. It just seems, I don't know, it seems odd that they weren't paying attention, I guess.
I mean, one of them was an old man, and if we're being honest, I don't think Cormac really thought with his head as much as other parts of himself, so...
I know, I'm just saying, for members of the City Guard, I am shocked that not one of them was, like, keeping watch. Anyway,
I mean, if it was Cormac and she said a nice thing about him, he probably tried to kiss her and he... right from the neck. Done.
Has it seemed... Okay, so did they find the person that did kill the Duke?
I think they thought it was you. I think Catalina blamed you all.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I mean, there was no real way to first to determine, and Catalina came back, and who am I to question a duchess? You know, if the duchess says, yes, Nostra murdered my father, why would I say no?
Okay, I understand that you have to, like, follow her because you're, you know, she is in charge. But do you believe her? Do you really? I mean, obviously, I've thrown, like, this, I've thrown you for a loop. But do you honestly, did you honestly believe her?
I mean, until today, I had nothing saying that I shouldn't, you know?
But this seems a little weird now, doesn't it?
I don't know. I mean, things have been weird here for a while. It could have been a different assassin now that you're back and you're saying it's not true, but I didn't really think about it beforehand. We've had kind of a few other things on our plate, and having the duchess back seemed nice. Less political squabbles in theory, at the very least. We get Mom and Dad get food sometimes when she shoots a big boar out in the woods.
Okay, so I guess now that I know what they have been saying about me, let me ask you this question. Gelly, are you planning on turning me in?
No. You're my sister?
I'm just asking. I mean, I don't know exactly, you know, where your head is right now.
I mean, to be fair, I am a little confused. That is true, but I figured we could, I don't know, keep you secret or talk to Señor Santiago. He is a reasonable man. He is now Captain of the Guard. I'm sure he would understand. Or, I don't know, what is your plans in the city? Are you just going to bum on Mom and Dad's couch equivalent of the 1500s?
No, I am not planning on bumming off of Mom and Dad. No.
Well, hold up. Are you planning on bumming off of me?
No, I am also not.
I bring the ladies back, and I don't want you there to ruin things.
Gross. I am also not planning on bumming off of you. No.
Good.
No, I don't. I'll be honest. I don't have a complete plan at the moment, other than lay low now, because apparently I was accused of murder. So
to be fair, you also apparently died, and that didn't happen. So
and also, I'm also apparently dead. Yes. So
you could go around like with a bedsheet and be like, "Woo, I'm a ghost."
You know, I think that would kind of be like opposite. That would be attracting attention, not hiding.
Thinking about it now, there are actual monsters here now, so maybe it's in poor taste.
Wait,
have you not heard? There are monsters outside the walls. They're howling and terrifying noises, like, constantly.
I feel like I heard something about that, but it sounds familiar, but I did not put it together.
Truly terrifying.
Do we know what it is?
I don't. I stay in the walls. One, I am a town guard. Two, no way. Not leaving.
Okay. No, I was just curious.
Not all of us run towards danger immediately.
So here is what I'm going to say. I think at least for the next few days, I am just going to lay low. I'm going to kind of scope out a little bit. Maybe see, kind of test the waters back with the city guard. See what the situation is. Maybe I might call upon you to vouch for me, maybe?
I mean, I could do that. You know, we are family. I'm here for you.
Okay, I appreciate that. I just, you know, like I said, I did not know if you were you are so struck by honor that you must turn me in. So
honor is important, but family is more. Also, don't do anything to break the law. I don't need to be covering for you.
I am not planning on it.
I'm just. Last time you left the city with the Duchess in tow, don't do that again. You know.
I will do my best to stay out of trouble for the next few days while I'm trying to figure out what to do.
Not just the next few days, just in general, like life goal, stay out of trouble. No problems. No.
Like, I feel like the next few days is a guarantee.
He takes a larger drink of his moonshine and then puffs out of there.
Oh, shit, what was that? What if... she, like, grabs the drink and looks at it. And then I think she looks back at the, like, I assume it's, like, a board with, like, chalk written on it. Would it say, like, might...
Presto Porter. Or whatever we actually called it. Presto Porter is pretty good.
Presto Porter is pretty
good. We called it Elemental Espresso.
Oh, yeah, that's better.
Elemental Espresso.
Would it be, like, would it have, like, the asterisk that's, like, will occasionally teleport?
Yes. Or now that you look, like, go back, you remember the bartender saying, like, it will teleport, you know.
Okay.
It is completely unintentional and not controlled by the drinker.
Yep. Hey, barkeep, I do not think that I want these anymore, because it looks like they can...
You still have to pay for them.
I did already pay for them.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I don't want these anymore, because apparently that the fact that they can teleport is real.
Do I look like a liar?
No, I just didn't realize drinks could do that. Anyway, thank you, bye. And she walks over to... I think she, like, looks over at Njostroy and Sigurd and Sigurður and, like, does, like, a, like, let's go upstairs thing. And so, since Catalina and Cormac are already up there.
Before we do that, is there anything you want to... Do you want to have a scene with Catalina, Cormac, or are you just cool?
No, I think we're cool.
Okay. All right. You guys round each other up and get to go upstairs. I'm going to say you guys, like, purchased a room so you guys have a place to stay. Or a couple of rooms, I guess, because five people in one room would be a lot.
So, first question. Who the hell is this Catalina?
That is on my mind as well.
I don't know. Obviously, we've got the real one right here.
Also, not to be rude, but can your brother not tell the difference? He'd met our duchess here, right?
I guess she must have a pretty good, she must be a pretty good lookalike.
I mean, magic does exist in this world. I don't know. What if they have an artifact from the Explorers Guild or something, you know?
Oh, I hadn't considered that.
I believe answer is probably more simple. Remember what I said before. Person with most swords is noble. Person with most swords is Catalina. Look for person with most swords. That is probably who Catalina is.
Cormac, don't you believe in fairies and they can cast illusions and... Like, isn't that a thing they... Aren't you from a place called the Glamour Isles, Cormac?
Yes.
I wasn't
thinking it was... here, you know?
I believe you're overcomplicating. There is no need for fairy magic. If person shows up with any modicum of supposed authority and claims to be Catalina and can back it up with swords, they're now Catalina. We're arguing semantics. It does not matter.
That's not what Miguel said, that's all.
I mean, that is a thought if they have swords, but I feel like they wouldn't claim to be Catalina if they just had a lot more swords. Like, look at the bog lurchers. They're not pretending to be me.
I would assume that is exactly what they are doing. My first guess, if I was to guess who fake Catalina is, it would be bog lurchers send fake Catalina. Now siege becomes much more easy. She may simply command gates open. Siege over. They find woman looks vaguely of Catalina. If they say, no, she is not Catalina, they attack the gates. It's easy.
But I mean, it's been a year. So why are the gates not open?
Ask Catalina. I'm merely saying there are very obvious answers as to who this woman might be, beyond fairy-cursed random woman, which maybe she is fairy-cursed random woman, thinks she is duchess. In which case, see who is better.
More duchess, do you have any cousins?
Not the
second cousins, aunts.
I have some cousins, but they're distant. Then why would they come here? Like they are heirs and rulers of their own towns.
I'm thinking maybe
this town is bigger. Maybe they are low in succession, want to move up quickly.
Right. Yeah.
I mean that could be an option. It's a thought. I mean we'd have to see them to find out. I think I know most of my cousins by face, but it's been 3 years.
I am curious about magic. Let me back up for a moment. Catalina, in the last year, in the last 3 years since you have left, have you interacted directly with anyone magical beyond me and beyond Monster in Boat?
The Fortune Teller?
Alright. Since seeing Fortune Teller, have you... been scarred at all? Incidental cut on hand, broken bone, crooked nose.
I mean, we were pirates, Nostroy. Yes?
What is most distinguished one easily seen on face or arms or feet?
I mean, there's a mole under my thumb and a scar on the back of my wrist where I fell off my bike.
I am asking for the purpose of, if Scar not another woman, likely not magic copy of you. Just random woman, is what I'm saying.
She points out like a scar like on her arm or something.
So, we see woman, she looks a lot like you, she does not have scar, not magic, just look alike, some makeup. In my days as performer, would often look different. Lots can be done with makeup and gravitas.
And how do you propose that we go see fake Catalina? Because I don't think they'll just let us walk up and examine her arm.
I would assume some amount of subterfuge, climbing hooks and ropes, nighttime cloaks, you know.
Not a bad idea, but I also might think their guard might be stronger at night, seeing as the Duke was killed by subterfuge.
Oh, we could ask if public appearances happen. Maybe she's out amongst the people, spreading good word. In which case, go up, say, oh, I'm a poor peasant, please give me some food. She gives us a coin to look good, we can look at her arm, see if she's got scar.
Miguel said there was a hunt that she does?
Yes, I guess occasionally she does go and do a hunt and brings back food for the people. He said that my parents occasionally get food from it. So I don't know if that's nobles only or something else.
Have any of you ever read story of Princess Bride?
Oh, tell it again, Nostra. I love this one.
Mayhaps she goes out riding by herself alone because of on hunt. Maybe we bait horse with carrots or horse snacks or make magic looking animal for her to chase. She runs off alone, finds herself face to face with the three of us that are already wanted for her murder or attempted murder. My point is, we can do crimes. There's no, what are we going to be double wanted for kidnapping, you know?
I mean, I don't think
She might not recognize us.
I'm not saying kidnap. I'm not saying kidnap her. Well, is also good chest. If she does not recognize us, is not Catalina.
Right, that tells us something.
Well, we... Hold up. We know she's not Catalina. I'm Catalina.
No, I don't...
You brought up possibility of magic. Is possible she is Catalina?
I don't like this anymore. I think a performer with makeup, we're going to stick with that one.
Well, in my opinion, what she is bog literature, put on makeup, walk in, say, I am Catalina. Town says no. Army invades. Town says yes. Skip invasion. Just hang out there in field for months. Whatever. Anyways, so we find her alone. Maybe horse has accident. She falls down. We help her. If she tries to run, we don't let her. Find out if she's real Catalina. If she is real Catalina, we'll have to do some kind of blood test thing to determine which one is which. If not real Catalina, what would you like us to do with fake Catalina?
I don't know. That seems...
My suggestion would be bury fake Catalina. Then you walk into city, proclaim yourself Catalina.
I mean, that is an option, but it also seems like murder is bad, and...
It seems like murder is bad. Do you think that we will get through this whole next month killing no one for your throne?
No, but killing on defense...
Do you think your ancestors killed no one for their thrones? Do you think all those people out there waiting to take your city will kill no one for throne? The throne is blood!
We think we should... Maybe find out who this Catalina is. Fake Catalina.
I agree. We do not necessarily have to murder. That is last recourse. But we could store on both.
I mean, you have told me many times how nobles are terrible.
They are,
and
yes.
I should not be like them.
Mm, agreed.
If we're trying to establish my rule as being something other than what every other noble has been, why would I start it how every other noble has started their rule?
My suggestion is then abdicate throne, do not be noble. If you want to be noble, you are warrior. That is function of nobility. To kill, to protect the peasants. Anyways, it's okay. We do not have to murder her. We can put her on boat.
I, for one, think our duchess is right to be starting a new way of doing things.
Agreed. Put her on boat. Eh? She can't come back. Continue being Catalina. We can find out if she is real Catalina.
Seems fine for now.
And then she can, I mean...
Or we could talk to her.
Depending on how... Catalina's been here for a year. If she has a copy of me, would it be a copy of me remembering Friar Lewis? He is not a recent addition to our crew, so if it's something from the fortune teller or someone else that we've met in our travels, if Friar Lewis doesn't freak her out, we should be pretty safe, actually, like knowing that she's a copy of me.
Oh, yes, right. Well, in worst case scenario, she's terrified of Friar Lewis and she's not you, and she really probably should not be. Well, let's ask this. Let me back up. What is goal with Catalina? Do we just want to ignore for now? Because if we begin down this road of determining if Catalina is Catalina, this road ends in confrontation.
My concern is that this Catalina is dug in and has resources we do not currently know about. We might be able to catch her alone, but she has the support of the city guard. She might have support of the peasantry. It seems like she has a hunt that gives them food of some sort. I think we should tread cautiously because she might have backup plans. Additionally, we know that the last ruler of this kingdom was brutally murdered, so I don't think getting her alone will be trivial.
Is possible. My question is, what is goal? Is goal to talk her into giving up throne? To trick her into giving up throne? I'm confused how we get her gone.
I'm going to do a timeout real quick for game mechanics to help inform this. The way it works is that there's a villain rank that every antagonist has.
Okay.
That is based upon how tough they are in a fight and how much resources they have.
Okay.
Those two numbers combined is the number of dice I can roll every single roll at a maximum. So if they have a toughness of 10 and a resource of 15, I have 25 dice I can roll for any check.
Would that resource of 15 be true even if we have... And I'm asking this game-wise. I don't know the system.
Game-wise, yes. Even if you, kidnap her and, she doesn't have direct access to her trust fund, I'm still allowed to roll those dice because it is, show it, is, meant to be, the
pre... I get you. I'm now asking another mechanics question because this happened, that one time where I was trying to fight a level 20 guy when I was level 2. Are we going to get to the point where we're rolling 15 dice at a throw? Or is that, never going to be attainable and she's basically unkillable? And I say unkillable, unremovable with strictly direct confrontation.
I mean, the most we can roll is, if we had both our trait and skill in the thing we're rolling, both at 5, that's 10 dice, and then maybe bonuses for other things, but not 25.
There's a movie that I was thinking of, and then it's gone. It's kind of it's Daredevil Season 1. Daredevil couldn't just fight Fisk until he took down Fisk's organization.
Oh, so if we remove, resource from her, that lowers her shenanigans.
Yes, you can. So the toughness, according to the mechanics, is hard to lower toughness because that's just kind of how good they are in a fight. But their resources, you can attack. You can rob from banks they own. You can stop shipments. You can turn favor against her.
Gotcha.
So I'm not saying removing her is the wrong option. I'm saying if you go in right now, you will not be able to remove her.
I see what you're saying.
I'm not saying you can't go in and figure out information from her with your plan. You just won't be able to take her out of the picture completely.
Right. Let's jump back in and I'll do it in character.
Gotcha.
I just wanted to explain that so that we understood where it's
No, honestly, I'm glad you did because, stuff that our Catalina set aside, I'm like, okay, so it feels like at some point we're gonna have a slap fight with her. And I'm like, so is that just impossible and we have to,
do something else? Yeah.
Dig up documents that prove that she's fake? Or is that, we have to level to that point? So I did not understand that what we had to do was, attack lieutenants to that.
Right. And, it can be other things. And every faction in this city has, every faction has a leader and a leader has a ranking. And it varies based on how influential that group is in the city and how tough that person would be. So there are some people, that you could just go in and murder straight up. It would be a hard fight, but you could just walk into someone's office and be like...
I understand. There's possible fights and impossible fights. Right. I understand what you're saying. No, that's good to know. I was on the wrong track.
How about, for now, we just treat this as a fact-finding mission? gather some information, see what we can find. I imagine she won't be alone on this hunt, and it seems like a very good time for us to get surrounded.
Maybe we do not try to attack on hunting. Maybe we go back to the original thing I said. Hooks, ladders, rope, climb up, look in windows, see if she has scar on arm. If she does not, she is not real Catalina. We know she is imposter. We know she is just some person that looks like her, whether by relation or by makeup, whatever. And then we can start finding out who put her there.
I mean, I'm already pretty comfortable with the fact that the Catalina on the throne is imposter. I don't think we need to verify that.
I was brought up the potential of... Okay, now I'm sorry. I'm going to go back out of game. Was that, Zach, was that just you riffing about the whole potential of magic? Or was that you literally setting up a possible scenario where she is actually Catalina just as a fairy imposter?
Magic exists, and that could be an option. I am not necessarily saying you need to go through and succinctly prove. To make it easier, I don't think she is a clone. Like, it's not a clone. It would be a glamour is not a clone. It's like a magic.
Like, illusion.
It's like illusion magic.
Okay. Okay. I understand what you're saying.
Well, I think meeting her on the hunt is not a bad idea. We can style ourselves, or one or two of us, in a way that it means we can get some information about her. Or we can just...
Ooh.
Yes, go... Go ahead.
Nilstroy has fantastic idea. We have terrifying monster. So allow scenario to play out. We lure Countess, Count, Duchess out alone. She is riding horse. Horrible friar monster jumps on her. We kill, in big air quotes, monster. Now we are heroes. Whatever my fake name is, the candy maker saves the Duchess. Countess, Count, Duchess.
A lot of their plans seem to hinge on the imposter Catalina being alone. I don't think she's ever alone.
I was about to say, I think that is the most that is the part that I think would be the hardest, is luring her off to the side alone.
Yeah, like she's not.
And then I also do not want. I do not want Friar Lewis to get killed by the actual guard if they do see him.
Is fair point.
Oh no! Give me opportunity to kill Friar Lewis so I never have to do his voice. Other thing, this is kind of unrelated to the Catalina thing that I think we should talk about. Where do we plan on sleeping? Are we staying in the city? Do we want to set up a home base of operations somewhere?
Well, I could ask street urchins where they sleep.
I don't think going back and forth to the boat is a good idea, because the guards might get suspicious.
Zach, about what time is it?
It's evening.
Okay.
I mean, we have here for tonight, but I meant in general.
I was going to say, I think tonight, obviously, we should stay here. I think tomorrow we do a little bit more scouting out around the city, kind of see what's changed. Maybe we can find something that is even more secluded, or something that might be
something abandoned.
Well, something maybe less favorable to the city guard or the current duchess. Something along those lines. I mean, there's things happening in the city that we still don't know about. My brother didn't, he didn't give a ton of details.
I could always go inquire at the Duelist Guild and see what they had to say about the goings on in the city over the past few years. It's
not a bad idea. And the other thing is, is there anything we should be doing to establish my claim to the throne instead of just saying, murder the last guy?
We could start the rumor underground that the current Catalina is fake.
Ooh, I do like that.
I think that is good for undermining her, but how do we promote me?
Do you have any record of birth? Any, like, royal ring? Anything like this?
I mean, I have some stuff on the ship from what I was wearing when we escaped last time.
Are there paintings of you as, like, 3 years younger you?
I mean, not on the boat.
No, I mean, within the city walls, are there paintings that maybe we could do a side-by-side? Look, you look like painting.
I mean, I'm sure somewhere. I haven't been here in 3 years, Nostroy. You know where the paintings were in the palace. You were there every day.
All right, so I guess we go steal paintings now. Painting heist. I did not know if maybe elsewhere you were aware of your own image being portrayed.
More of my thought was not so much like proving that I am Catalina, but proving that, or gaining influence in the city that the people want me to be here.
I think a lot of that is going to have to, I think once we have a little bit more information about how the general populace is feeling, once we kind of can establish that and know what we are walking into, then I think it is going to be up to you to rally the troops, so to speak, so that they are willing to follow you anywhere. And that is any kind of power from the people and proving that you are the Duke's daughter, you still follow his policies, you still follow what he believed in. That's what's going to get you back on the throne.
So our goal is not to prove that you are Catalina, but rather to prove that you are better Catalina for people.
Yes, so...
Then my suggestion too, similar to what Magdalena was saying.
Lena.
Similar to what Magdalena was saying.
Lena.
Similar to what Magdalena was saying.
Lena.
All right.
Anyways.
Lena, I don't think you're going to win this fight.
I will keep fighting.
As our comrade was saying, maybe we find where people are unhappy. Find the people that do not like this new Catalina. Apparently not Miguel. He seems fine. So find others who feel that they are being subjugated, that they do not like her. And they'd be like, yeah, she's totally fake and we have real one. You know, and she brings candies.
That's not a bad idea.
Also, did the same word. Anyways, if...
Additionally, that is a good word you can say.
Maybe a siege is stopping certain supplies. Smuggle those. Kind of brings you some kind of favor, but we could determine what supplies are.
That's not a bad idea. There looks like a lot of work to be done and a lot of factions in this city to quell, or at least make them stop fighting each other. I mean, everything seems to be in ruins, at least in this half of the city, so...
As I was saying, I think that our goal tomorrow should be to get the temperature of the city. How are people feeling? What is happening? And get it from as many different areas as we can.
Sounds good.
At this point, you hear a knock on the door. Magdalena, is that you?
Oh, shit.
I know you're in there. I asked the innkeeper the room.
I'm changing. Hang on.
I thought I heard other voices. Are you in there alone?
Yes, I am talking to myself. I need to spout out my ideas.
Neostroy jumps out the window, assuming it is not like a three-story drop. He'll like hop out, turn, hold on, lower himself down and drop out the window.
And Cormac will hide under the bed.
I don't know where Sigrithr can hide. She's very large.
Sigrithr just stands in the middle of the room.
Neostroy pulls himself up and goes, Catalina, out window now!
Lena flaps her hand at him.
Oh yeah, because Miguel's not going to hear that.
He says it quietly enough. Yeah.
He's whispering. He's whisper yelling.
Catalina will follow Nostra.
He like takes her hand and swings her down and drops her and then lets go.
Is there a closet?
I don't know what's in an inn.
Yes, sure. I would say there's a closet.
There's a closet. Sigrithr will hide in the closet.
Lena like pulls like one of her shirts off of her shoulder and then like goes and answers the door. What is it? I was getting ready for the bed.
I mean, we were in the middle of a conversation and then I teleported the half.
Well, you disappeared. I don't know how to react to that.
I mean, I didn't know you got me the Elemental Express like a numpty.
I don't know what that is. It said magical moonshine. I assumed it was good. It was magical. Yummy.
Yeah, right up until the point where I'm like 4 miles away in the middle of a conversation with my sister who I thought was dead.
Okay, when they said you can teleport, I thought that was like a joke. Like it teleports you to another plane of being blacked out.
Does the bartender look like a liar?
I misinterpreted it. That is it. And she steps out of the room and shuts the door behind her.
Oh,
Are you staying here? Is this where you're going to be? Is this where I can find you for the next while?
Yes, yes.
Until you cave and bum off one of our couches?
I am not going to do that. You know I'm not going to do that. I am going to get back on my feet real fast. Yes, I am going to stay here for the next few days. I will let you know if I move somewhere else.
Okay, keep me in the loop. I don't want to lose you again.
Of course I will. Also, do not tell Mom and Dad. I will tell them.
Will you, though?
I will. Just give me, like, a day to figure out what I'm going to say. I did not realize I have been dead.
I mean, that is a revelation. I think that is fair. Yes, I can give you a day. But, I mean, remember when Julio, when you were dating Julio for, like, 2 years, and you didn't tell Mom and Dad until you broke up with him?
Gilly, that was your fault for telling them. I wasn't going to say anything because he's a jerk.
That is my point. I was just worried that you're going to be like, oh, Mom and Dad, I'm already dead. They don't need to mourn me again ever.
No, I am going to go and talk to them. I just kind of want to get it through my head. You know, shockingly, it was hard for me to understand that I am dead.
I don't know why you're not dead. You didn't die, so you didn't have to process any of that. We did. I did. I got the letter at work.
No, I have to process how to tell them that I'm not dead.
I got the letter at work from some urchin saying you're not dead. Well, sort of. You were very vague.
Well, yes, I did not know who I could trust.
I mean, that seems suspicious, but I'm going to trust you.
Look, it was weird coming in. The city is, like, all broken apart and stuff. Like, what am...
Yes, I live here. I know. I've seen it. Also, the monsters. I can't leave either. I'm stuck in this.
Exactly. So how am I supposed to know who I can trust in the city if it looks like it's all gone to shit?
Not your brother who's trusting you when you were supposedly a murderer of the Duke.
Well, that is why I trusted you to send you a letter. I am so glad to see you again.
I am glad to see you too.
I have missed you so much.
I've missed you too. But I did not miss always having to watch out for you. So you're going to be adult?
She reaches up and tweaks his nose. Gilly, you know it was always the other way around.
That's what you thought it was.
Now we are just going to go back in circles now.
I'm going to go home. I have work in the morning and it is getting late. And I hope I don't teleport again. I don't know how this worked. I never drank these magical moonshines for a reason. And I did not know you served me one.
Understood.
You better.
I will avoid them in the future. I don't want to teleport somewhere there where someone thinks I am dead.
I'm going home now.
Okay.
Good night. Stay out of trouble. And then he gives you a hug and leaves.
The next few days, I promise.
He, like, you hear him muttering to himself as he shakes his head and leaves.
She goes back in the room. Sorry about that. I did not realize.
Well, that was close.
Yes, I did not realize that, you know, he would come back after being teleported somewhere.
Dolchis, the coast is clear. And he, like, reaches his hand out to try to help her up.
They're on the ground floor.
Neostroy, like, 2 minutes later, and Catalina just walk in, like, looking at you, hanging out the window, like, there are stairs. We waited for him to leave. What are you doing? There are stairs. We just came upstairs. Did you expect us to jump up one story, grab your hands, and scurry up?
I mean, it would have been the heroic thing to do.
Roy didn't, I didn't want the bartender to get suspicious.
I don't know. He seemed like a nice guy. Doesn't seem like a liar to me.
Right. If somebody asks...
It's actually a problem. Yes, actually, we want him to be a liar. I was hoping he seemed sinister and like the kind of guy that could keep mouth shut.
I mean, he kept his mouth shut about the magical juice that Maggie ate, drank.
No, Magdalena was mistaken. Sid on sign does...
Excuse
does
me?
See, his problem with nickname. His problem with nickname.
No, I have a nickname. I introduced myself with a nickname. It is Lena.
Oh, no, that's not a nickname. That is your own name. That's what you gave yourself.
Maggie is literally the worst thing I have ever heard in my life.
I agree. Far worse than Lena, but also equally inappropriate. We are professionals. Magdalena.
Okay, Magdalena. Maggie. Magita, if you will.
Oh my god, this
perhaps
is
we leave
so
you on
worse.
Boat with scary monster. Beginning to think I prefer new Catalina.
Oh, that's low, Nostra, even for you.
I was about to say, that was pretty harsh.
He just wants to get back to his boyfriend, Friar Lewis.
But you'll always be the most beautiful duchess.
Thank you, Cormac. A new Harshman. Cormac cares not for quality as leader, but you are most pretty, Duchess. Oh, very helpful for a current predicament.
The most capable, the most intelligent, the most lovely.
By capable, Cormac means attractive.
So as you guys while away the night and figure out sleeping arrangements, I think this is a good place to end for now. Hey Wanderers, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Corsairs of Castile. This game is being run in the 7th Sea 2nd Edition system. If you want to hear more content from the Wandering Gamer Network, you can check us out at the Wandering Gamer Network website. We stream on Twitch with the username wandering_gamers, and you can follow us on Twitter at @WGNPodcast. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. All information about the music used can be found in the episode description. Until next time, wherever you wander, may you find your way home.